Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we'll be talking about the last couple weeks of the show. Well, no, just the last week of the show. You can join us on Twitter at Diva of Dole, and you'll find us on Facebook at Diva Days, and we have our blog at www.blogspot.com, and we are also on iTunes. And I think we have Anna with us. Anna?
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Hi, thanks for coming at the last minute. Yeah.
Hey, no problem.
We can keep it short.
All right.
The holiday weekend.
All right.
Yeah.
I unfortunately haven't finished the show for the week, of course, but
Yeah. Did you get a chance to see any of it?
Yeah, I saw some. Uh-huh.
Some of it? Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, it's been kind of a exciting week. It's like, okay, who killed Lucas? I mean, well, not Lucas.
Yeah.
Okay, Lucas is the suspect, but who killed Nick? Yeah, and I guess Lucas is the suspect. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you want to start there or whatever? Oh,
I think it's kind of. Okay. I haven't seen all of it, but I just think it's kind of. Oh, what's that sound?
Oh, Rose, is that you? Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who is this?
This is Kenneth.
Oh, hi, Kenneth. How are you?
I'm
driving. I got the air conditioner on or lack thereof. I'm just basically blowing hot air because my air has went out in the car.
Oh.
I'm kind of panicking right now because it's almost summertime. I'm a big guy, and I should not be driving around in nothing that does not have air condition.
Oh. Okay. I wonder what that sound was.
We just started the show.
Yes, wonderful.
I think it's funny. I think it's funny. We all kind of agreed last week we think it's Gabby at this point, but it's kind of funny how they're making it look like it's Lucas.
Even Kate's
thinking it's Lucas.
Yeah, and I'm thinking it's Lucas, and now I think now with the spoilers, they're saying that Will confesses because I think maybe Will thinks Lucas did it, you know, and I think maybe Lucas thinks Will did it. You know,
yeah.
Even Lucas has his doubts about Will, and it's kind of like they think each other did it, and they're trying to cover. I think that's kind of what's going on there with those two.
Yeah, that's kind of a good
twist. It's just so obvious. I mean, oh, Lord have mercy.
Well, and of course, Gabby's wanting to make sure that the custody agreement is all covered and everything, and of course, if she's the one that really did it, she knows there's a chance she could go up the river, no pun intended. And, so she's probably trying to make sure that Ariana is taken care of, you know, if that happens.
I'm kind of wondering if they're, because it seems like the writers are kind of like dropping hints at to who the killer is. It's very subtle how they are doing it, and you know, and it's I noticed at one point in time, I even for a second I thought it might have been Victor. You know, Victor said something.
Yes, Kenneth, that's a good point because he was on this week, and just the way he looked, you know, and what he said about Nick. It could very well be Victor.
Maybe he knows his gun is missing, and he thinks Sonny took it, so maybe he's trying to cover for Sonny.
everybody's trying to cover for somebody. It could be that or he's covering, but I could see Victor doing it, you know.
It was what he said. It's not so much what he said. It was how he said it. He said something like, maybe they'll find the man that killed Nick. So he totally eliminated the woman. So now it has me thinking: is it a man? Is it not Gabby? Because he said man. He didn't say woman.
Mm-hmm,
he said man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah. That caught my. I didn't catch that part, but I did catch the way he said it. Like you said, the
mm-hmm.
way he said it.
And I think I got that impression too. Oh, it could be Victor.
Victor out of town when all this was happening, supposedly?
Yeah,
because he came back. Sonny was saying he'd return the gun before Victor got back from being out of town or something.
Right, he was out of town. Right.
Yes, this is very, very interesting.
Yes, it is all
very
interesting.
Yeah, they're doing a good job on it.
Yeah, and I liked when EJ brought back the money from the hitman, and
Sammy says,
"Oh, you got a refund from your hitman." That was funny because she thought that EJ EJ killed him. You know,
yeah,
she was all upset that you know EJ was going to kill.
Hope you got the money. It wouldn't be good for him to be buried. What was it to be found with a stack of cash that's tied back to you or something like that? So Sammy's all trying to make sure the bases are covered, which is kind of funny, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so that was a pretty good scene when the guy's like, "No, I don't think you want to kill me. No, really, listen to me."
Just listen, yeah.
He's like, trying to return the money.
Yeah, like what hitman returns the money? And like more or less, EJ
said,
who does that? Well, he knows not to cross the DeMiro.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Like take money for a job not done.
Speaking of
DeMiro, did you guys see the cryptic picture on Twitter?
Yes. The urn and EJ's picture beside it. Yes.
I'm like, man, are you kidding?
Hey, I wanted to bring that up. Yeah.
Yeah, there are a couple.
Somebody mentioned it might be Lexi's. Maybe it's Lexi's ashes with EJ's picture. I said, I don't know.
Well, I'm going to pay close attention to the mansion next time. Actually, I might go back because I still have this week's episode, so I'm going to go back and look and see if the urn is back there.
Yeah,
because we never really paid it any attention before, so.
Right. And this Friday was Allie's last day, and that was a scene that was a picture from just this past, this past Friday.
Yeah.
And EJ's been gone.
Kristen tweeted a picture, too.
And she had a black dress on. Did you notice she had a black dress on? She also had a black dress on, morning. You know, I thought, okay.
Oh.
I have this feeling that somehow EJ's going to die, but really not, that he's off somewhere, and then she's going to go meet him. You know, kind of like on an island somewhere where everyone thinks he's dead, but he's not. You know, I don't know.
Poor Allie says she'd leave Allie in town with Lucas and take off with the other kids.
I don't know. Yeah, that's right, because the twins are the girl that plays Allie. She's staying, right?
Yeah.
And the twins are leaving. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. It's all very, very interesting.
Very good stuff lately. Yeah. The only thing that's driving me the two things that are irritating the crap out of me are just anything having to do with Jordan and Rafe. But that goes without saying. But they do have a new Ben. He showed up this week. The new Ben.
Yeah.
The Price is Right model. Is that right?
He's just a model, let me tell you. That's what he is to me, a model.
The other Ben was kind of growing on me, but, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
you know who he reminds me of? The guy on GH, the guy that plays Nathan. He reminds me of him and talks like him and built like him.
Oh, the wooden guy, you mean? The wooden?
Yeah, the guy, the model that can't act.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically.
Uh-huh.
I will tell you that he can act. I really hope.
Okay.
I've seen his stuff on All My Children. he can act.
Oh, okay.
I really hope that they give him something to work with. I really do. But
I have a feeling if they went to the trouble of recasting and everything, there's probably quite a bit of story coming up with him. So, you know, I mean, he may have just been trying to come into his own with the character and everything and being new.
I guess we'll kind of see what kind of chemistry he has.
Some people on Twitter seem happy about it.
A lot of guys are liking him. So let's
ask
put it
to weigh in, Kenneth.
I
like him, but I will not cheat on Vargas. I am so sorry.
By the way, Sean Douglas's birthday was the 18th. I wish him a happy birthday on Twitter. I don't know if anybody was on there, but his birthday was about a week and a couple weeks ago.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to
last
do
week.
That.
I guess it was last weekend. Yeah, last Sunday, maybe? Yeah. Mm. Yeah, He tweeted me back. I still miss him so much. Oh, I wish we had Vargas. But Vargas would be the perfect character to come out of the blue and show back up in town. You know?
Mm-hmm.
He
killed Nick. They're all saying guys.
You took the words right out of my mouth, honey. You know the other thing that really pissed me off?
What?
That damn Nicole, honey.
That was the other thing. I started out there were two things that were irritating the crap out of me. Anything with Gordon Rafe. And the other thing is Nicole and Daniel going back and forth with this ridiculous. Ugh.
I was like, shut up and just tell them, you know, Eric or Daniel.
She didn't know Eric.
Yeah.
She has dug herself
a hole. That last
lie
was the bad one.
The
last lie she told Eric about Daniel being in love with her and not letting them to get married.
Yeah,
She has dug herself a hole in which she cannot come back from. Because
no.
When,
doesn't she realize they're going to talk? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And JJ might be the one that puts that out there, because in the shows coming up ahead, he is contributed to her downfall, whichever that means. But at the same time, Nicole is responsible for her own downfall because all that could have been avoided. If you love somebody and they love you equally, then let the love speak for itself, not fear. And see, and that right there is going to keep her from ever being happy. That's going to keep her from being with Eric, and she's going to be a lonely, lonely, lonely girl. And it's really sad, but yet the character, she deserves exactly what she gets because this has happened before and it has not gained her anything. And Eric even said, you know, usually your lies like this blow up in your face. So, Lord have mercy.
She didn't learn. I really was hoping they would change with Nicole and she would tell, you know, she would finally tell Eric, but I guess not, so. I don't know. I'm wondering if Daniel and Nicole down the road are going to eventually get together.
Because y'all haven't saw the spoilers yet, so I probably shouldn't say anything.
No, you can go ahead.
It gets to a point to where Nicole is going to try to kill Daniel.
Oh, what? Are you kidding me?
Really?
Yeah, because she gets crazy.
Oh, wow.
When they say that they're taking Nicole to new heights, they are going to try, you know, to put her in a position to where she's going to try to kill Daniel or try to murder him because apparently she thinks he's trying to wreck her life or whatever else. So it's in the spoilers. It's on when I looked, it was on soaps.com No, it was about soaps about.
Was that spoilers or rumors?
No,
spoilers.
No, this was all spoilers. Yes, Ken Corday has laid out the basically the map of what's supposed to take place this summer. I did not know this, but they're trying. They're going to rekindle. They're going to try to rekindle Marlena and Roman.
Speaking of that, did you see Drake Hogeson treated a picture with him and Wayne Northrup?
Yes.
Oh.
Together?
Yes.
Yes. And so there's the rumors. Is he going to be back as Roman? Because if they try to get Marlene and Roman, that would be the Roman, the actor put her with.
That's
that would be interesting.
There you go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That would be interesting as well. Kristen and then Kristen kidnapped somebody, so I don't know who that is exactly. I have my suspicions, but I don't know. And that's going to be interesting because like we've all said before, all these stories are being weaved together because they're supposed to be. There's going to be John's going to try to break up Teresa and Brady,
Who's going to try to break them up?
John.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he kind of pulls out all the stops to make that happen, and then that's going to create a rift in between. That's going to create another little story, and that's supposed to be a triangle for Brady, Teresa, and Kristen. And that I'm really interested at seeing that if it happens. I don't know if it's going to happen because to my understanding, I think Ellen Davidson is getting ready to wrap up if she hadn't wrapped up already.
Yeah.
So that would be interesting to see her and Teresa. Kristen has yet to be challenged, and then they say Teresa's sister enters the show with a bang. So that's involved in a major story. So I'm interested.
I would say Kristen would eat Teresa alive. Nippy thing. Ooh, I don't like her.
But how would it be if it was Ava Donovan?
Oh yeah, Eve would be different. Even Kristen, I think, would be a better match. I don't know.
I've never seen
this actress play. I don't know what this actress how she'll play Eve. Rather than how I'm just used to Charlotte Ross playing.
Still can't get it in my head that she's Eve Donovan. That just doesn't even register for me.
Speaking of John and Brady, but it's when John came to Brady and he wanted, I guess he was trying to get Brady to, try to go find Kristen. And, of course, Brady didn't want anything to do with him.
Uh-huh.
Brady's just an ass. He's just acting like an ass. Brady.
Yeah.
So, Anna, do you have Kate? Did you see Kate stuff today?
I saw some Kate stuff. It was mostly her being interrogated by Hope, Kate basically interrogating Lucas. she doesn't believe him. She thinks he is the one that shot Nick. So, it's like that's so. It was kind of funny because she was like ready to send him to Croatia. I think. To protect him, maybe,
I
had to turn over my passport, and he's like, she's stuck there, but I don't know how the week ended, but I hadn't seen that far, but I did see the scenes where, and that lighting was really off in those scenes in that club. I don't know what was wrong with the lighting for a couple of days, but I don't know, I just didn't think it looked very good.
Yeah. Well, did you see the part? Yeah. Oh, that where they were in. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just a weird lighting. It was almost like something was wrong with the lighting. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
what did you
was
see
that?
Where she talked about Well, she had scenes with EJ and then with Will and with Gabby and that about the jewelry that Stefano had given her.
No,
they commented
yeah,
on that.
Yeah,
she's wearing a necklace
okay.
and a ring that Stefano had given her, you know, and they were calling her on it, you know, like, oh, Will, don't even tell me that you're back together. And she said no, but, you know, she's still wearing it, though. You know, Kate. She liked
yeah,
the jewelry
of course.
And stuff. Yeah. That's yeah. But, yeah, that was another good part with her. And then the she had it out with Sammy, too. About it, you know, because now it's now they're kind of be more enemies than friends. You know, Nick's gone, so they don't have that common bond together. So now they're like sniping at each other now. And Sammy was getting on her also about the jewel, you know, her taking that from Stefano, and she was screaming at EJ, wondering if they were going to get back together. You know, that she better not be getting back with Stefano and all that. So they had those scenes together. And then Ariana had her first birthday. That was on Friday. Yeah. So they Marlena and Kate were there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Will and Gabby and Sammy. What else? I guess did you see the part with Abe? Abe and Maxine?
So Maxine are just going to be friends.
Yes. Did you see that? I thought, that came out of, you know, that was kind of forced or something. That was weird.
No,
we just discussed we're going to be friends. Yeah. When they came to see Jennifer and Daniel.
Yeah. I wonder what the whole point of all that was anyway, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. And I'm curious why the writers started going that way and then they, you know, backed off. Are they going to put Maxine with someone else, or they're just not going to use her as much, or Abe is, you know, you wonder what's going to happen with those characters.
Yeah, because it seemed like they were starting to really share their stories with each other about losing their spouses and everything, and, you know, it was nice to get insight into both of their, you know, lives that way, you know, through each other. And then, then all of a sudden it's like, it was just like, it's over before it started kind of thing. Like she said something to Daniel like, well, we talked about taking things to the next level. And I was like thinking, you mean a second date? You know, I'm like, I mean, they haven't been going out there that long. But anyway. And
really,
we're just going to be friends. We're just better as friends or something. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, and he's like, for now. You know, Daniel's just funny. He's such a skeeve. For now. But, you know, it's funny. I don't know what they're setting up there with if there's going to be somebody, a love interest coming on for either of them or both of them or what, you know. Because I know there was some mention of Maxine's family at one point. I kind of thought maybe they were going to flesh that out a little bit and maybe bring in some her son or something or, you know, some part of some history for her. But I don't know. What do you think, Kenneth? Kenneth still there?
We lose Ken.
Hello? Ken is still there?
No. Yeah, it looks like it.
Ken.
Yeah, he's there. The
Ken, are you there? I don't think he's listening.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I just walked into the house. I put this phone on the charger because my phone is ready to die. I'm still here, baby. I'm not going to leave y'all. I'm here.
Okay.
I thought maybe the phone blew out the window or something.
No, I'm here, honey. I'm here. I ain't going nowhere. I'm here.
Okay.
What did you think of the whole, what was your take on the whole Maxine and Abe deal and the whole way they rushed them into friendship?
Me personally, I like Maxine, and they really need to utilize her more. She's a fabulous, I think her name is Aloha.
Aloma?
Aloma. Yeah, Aloma. She's a fabulous actress.
Yeah,
she
really is good.
Okay, I got y'all connected to my charger now. My phone was getting ready to die. I had to plug y'all in, and I can't lose y'all.
Thank God for chargers. What are we doing?
Yes, honey, yes. 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 I really do. I like Abe and her together, but
with what was said so far, she said that they were just going to be friends, and that's kind of sad because she would be great for Abe because it already seems like Theo has taken to her, so. That's my take on it.
Yeah. Did you guys see the, I thought were good scenes between EJ and Abby when Abby wanted to go to
no,
Hope?
Talk about that.
Those were a really good scene. He got her in the mansion and, he's kind of even rough with her, because she was insisting she was going to go tell Hope, the whole thing between, her and EJ and all that. But so he threw the money down, and she said, oh, my God. He more or less said, yeah, I hired a hitman. He said, but, he didn't do it. But she still was going to go to Hope, but then he kind of convinced her and, not to do that. But she says, all you want to do is cover your Damira ass. And I keep thinking, yeah, him and a lot of other people.
Yep.
Yeah. So. So those were good scenes with, there's still a spark with them too. I see it,
Mm-hmm.
So those were good scenes.
Mm-hmm.
That's so unfortunate.
What's
unfortunate?
Well,
this kind of thing. They would have been great together, but it's almost like a love hate thing. It's like
Sammy and EJ. It's kind of like
fruit.
A love hate.
Yeah. Forbidden fruit type thing.
Right.
So are you guys loving JJ and Paige or what?
They're all right. Are you?
I have not seen enough.
They're cute.
Of them to say
anything.
I thought
they were cute at first. I kind of liked them when they were kind of starting out. But when I saw their date, I was like, man, she's a pain in the butt. She's kind of annoying. I don't know. The way she kept pressing him about why did we have to move restaurants and all that stuff. And I was just kind of like, lighten up and enjoy the evening, girl. Shut up. So I found that kind of annoying. And I was like, I don't know. I mean, they're cute. I don't know if I see chemistry yet. But, mm-hmm. I thought they were cute when they first met. But I don't know. I guess the jury's still out for me on that. But, I like the girl. I think she's good.
Mm-hmm.
I think part
I
of know, it,
I think maybe
too,
Bev
is the
needs
whole,
to give her a little bit more trouble.
She's
going
to be going to Stanford. So it's kind of did they
That'll
throw that
change,
out?
Though.
Yeah, I'm going to say, is she going to end up disappointing her parents and her staying in town and going to Salem U? Stanford, Salem U. But,
yeah.
She'll probably fall in love with him and decide to stay or something, or, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I guess it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But, they're okay. Their date kind of annoyed me. I don't know.
It's interesting. You know what? Now that I really think about it, and I know Teresa's a bad, bad girl. I know she's a bad girl. But I like her with Brady, but at the same time, I loved her with JJ more, I think. It was something about...
Teresa?
I can't really explain it, really, but it was really interesting to watch. Even her with Brady was interesting. It's interesting to watch too, because unlike anybody else, Teresa really doesn't care,
mm-hmm.
and that works for Brady because everyone else is telling them no, and we all know what that's like. Somebody keep telling you no, you can't do something. That's gonna give you more fuel to actually do it. So and they tell them, no, you can't be with Teresa, no, you can't be with her. And yet, that's pushing him right to her. So that is interesting enough to keep my attention. I just hope they, the writers, become more original with this. I don't know if you want to call it a relationship or a fling or a thing on the side or whatever the case may be. Simply because, I mean, how many times are we going to see Brady fall off the wagon and then get back to some stability, then just fall right off again? I mean, there needs to be some type of something else. Give us something else, you know.
Maybe him and Nicole will get back together. They'll both be.
I
don't know. Been there, done that, I guess, but I don't know.
I don't know. No, Nicole needs to be with Brandon. They need to find a way to bring Abe's son back in some form of capacity, and her and Brandon need to hook up. He actually loved Nicole, I guess, but Nicole needs somebody to love her as she is, just like the way EJ loves Sammy as she is, and vice versa. Nicole needs somebody that's going to accept her for all her wickedness, for all mm-hmm. her shortcomings, and all that stuff. She won't be happy until that happens. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm just outside. I'm on the outside, looking on the inside, and observing. So.
Okay. Well, Rose isn't here to talk about the fashion stuff. Anna, did you see anything with the? That you liked or didn't like?
Oh, I mean, Nicole's outfit on Monday, well, first part of the week, with the sheer blouse of the black bra. I mean, Kate's done that before, but for some reason, the blouses that Kate does it with, I think she still pulls it off and looks good. But that whole outfit just annoyed me that Nicole was wearing it. I don't know what they were doing with her hair this week either, because I don't know, is it just me or does some episodes Nicole's hair looks really good? And other episodes, it looks like it needs washed. It looks like it's, I don't know. What
I don't know. I always like
really
the whole hair.
I don't know. Her hair annoys me sometimes.
I like her short. Like, I like that shortcut that she has.
I like it short, too, but it seems like some days it looks really good to me, and some days it just mm-hmm. doesn't work at all. I don't know.
Wasn't her hair darker? I remember her hair being darker than what it was on this past week's episode. Wasn't her
Nicole?
A little bit darker? Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe
a
little
bit.
I don't know. I know Sammy's is, we talked about that last week. I don't care for Sammy's dark, but just I love her blonde hair. But, and I don't know, Ab or Jennifer, they just don't dress her right. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why. Sammy looked good in that red dress. I really like that red dress.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Then they give Jen a makeover. Then bring back one of those fashion people, fashion police, whatever you want to call it, turn these ugly ducklings into a swan or something like that. Because that girl is beat up. Instead of being beat, she's beat the hell up. Jennifer, she's beat the hell up. Somebody needs to bring her back on to. Somebody at least needs to bring her back within the last 3 years instead of. Back in the 70s and 80s, I don't know. She just looked old. She don't need to wear that. The way she dressed says to a man, and I know how big of a queen I am, but at the same time, it says to me, I will never date ever. That's what her wardrobe says. Says, I will never date ever.
You're not getting anywhere.
Yeah.
Ever.
Oh.
That's exactly what that means.
Yeah.
We have another caller. I'm not sure who this is.
Well, y'all go ahead.
No?
Y'all go ahead. Oh. I'm gonna be listening in. I'm actually gonna get off of here. You guys have a happy Memorial
All
Day.
Right.
I love you guys.
All right. You
and,
too.
Okay.
You
have a good weekend, Kenneth.
I'll be tweeting.
All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye bye.
Take care.
Bye bye.
Bye
bye.
Hi. 770.
Angela? Yes, it is. How are you?
Hey, Angela.
Oh, hi, Angela.
How are you? I just got in, so I haven't heard any of the conversation. I was just looking forward to hearing what Kenneth was going to say. Anything.
Oh.
It's time to get off.
Yeah, well, he was on from the beginning, so, yeah, he had to go.
Well, I have no concept.
But
did
we cover just about everything, Ann? I think we talked about everything.
Yeah, we covered quite a bit.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else. I didn't see some of the shows this week. But,
mainly the stuff that was going on, like with Nick, you know, the Nick murder and the big, most of it was Nicole Daniel and
So I'll take that poll. Like, last time I polled everybody, where are you, Angela? Last time you were like, Gabby for now. So where are you at this week?
Oh, yeah.
I still think it's Gabby. They're going to wrap
you
it
do?
Up fast.
Yeah.
They said, I've read two or three things, that they're wrapping it up fast. That's about the only way they can wrap it up fast. It's not very imaginative, but at this point, I just want her to be on her way, however she's going to go.
Uh-huh.
What
do you think about Victor?
Heard that, Victor. I haven't seen everything.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't know if you saw the part with Victor.
No, what happened? I haven't seen that.
Well, I don't know exactly what he said, but he's been gone that whole time, and he came home and and he found out about Nick being dead and talking to Maggie, and he said something about just the way he said it. Anna, do you remember exactly how he said it?
I don't remember how he said it, but it caught my attention. I remember that.
Caught the attention and like, oh, wait a minute. Like the hatred that he had in his voice for
mm-hmm.
Nick and who,
mm-hmm.
the man that killed him kind of made you think I went one of those, maybe it was Victor.
Like, you know, it's probably a red herring, but it was interesting.
Could
be.
But there's a lot of red herring with Lucas and Will.
Well,
Gabby was acting suspicious, you know, with Marlena.
Uh-huh.
She's real defensive, like when she was talking to Marlena.
Uh-huh.
About any time Nick was brought up, you know, she didn't want to talk about him. Don't want to talk about him. So she she's feeling guilty, it sounds like.
It could still, it could very well be someone else. Like, I still think they're going to probably accuse Gabby at least. And then somehow, maybe, and again, it would be fabulous if she would somehow, confess to the day's after, since it's been so long.
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting for that to come out before she goes.
About that by now.
Right.
But that's interesting. Well, months ago there was a rumor, and I think that's all it really was, that there might be a murder at the Kiriakis Mansion.
Huh.
And that was talked about for a while, and then it kind of just went away. And so many people have passed on here recently. I started thinking, how many
uh-huh.
people are you going to kill in a month or two? But I still suspect, I just can't see that Sonny did it. I wonder if Victor knew that Sonny, got the gun or something. And anyway, I don't know. I really, like I said, at this point, I'm almost just kind of ready for it to wrap up. I just, there's so many other things going on too. Like I said, I'm ready for some things to get some traction and start to either move on or
Well, let me
but
ask
again,
you,
I have not all caught up.
Did you see the picture with Allie Sweeney and the little boy that plays Theo and the picture and the thing in the background that people took notice of on her Friday, like with her last day of filming, and they took picture? And there's
the portrait?
There's a picture of EJ, and then there's an urn beside it, like with ashes. Would you put ashes? And then there's EJ's picture beside it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
like
they had
speculation.
Did EJ
die or whatever?
I did not see that, but there were I think it was I really have just been swamped, and I don't know if it was Monday or Tuesday, but a lot of the EJMEs were very upset.
So I
kept asking what was going on, and you know, and that was, I had heard that as a rumor, but I still don't know. You know, to me, I don't know. Like I said, you never can tell. As long as they get married first. You know, it can be like Stefano and, you know, can rise 1,000 times. It really doesn't matter.
Right.
But, you know, of course, if James Scott has gone for good, that's
mm-hmm.
That's obviously going to be bad. But, who knows? Like I said, I just want to see, the wedding. And I just want for Nicole and Eric to either get together or not, and for them to resolve something with the Danifer story. No one likes that story, and well, I know we've talked about it a million times here, but I just, you know, like I said, it's just, you know, I'm looking for something to be interested in. You know, unfortunately, I really am really hunting for something
now. Kate needs to get a love life, too. So that's always
Well, did you read the rumor too that maybe she and Snow were going to remarry?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're dropping those hints with her and the jewelry and something. You know, they're bringing Stefano into the equation there. But denying it, I don't know.
Anna, I think probably got a good point because you know, with Joe Muscola really with such a limited amount of time that he's on the show. That really doesn't make sense. And they still have that 50 to 70 year old, you know, executive that was arrogant.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they put out that casting call.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, hoping something along those lines comes down the pike soon.
Yeah, I do too. But I'm sorry. I'm so behind.
I'm behind too. I didn't finish.
Oh yeah, I
played
catch up too between two soaps. Between General Hospital and Days of Our Lives, I'm like making
it. Speaking of that, I'm just now watching like the nurses, like maybe day three
of the
nurses ball.
Oh, you're
So I'm kind of behind.
That was a fun time.
I thought it was really good too, but you know the ratings weren't that great for them for nurses ball.
Yeah, I heard
were
people criticize them at nurses ball. I don't know. Maybe compared it too much
year,
to the 50th.
Keep in mind,
I don't know.
Yeah, keep in mind, last year they had the big thing with Brit revealing. I mean, there were a lot of, like, things that were, like, build up, you know. And, like, I don't know. I mean, who can get excited about fake Luke and Tracy getting married? You know, I mean, who can – I mean, so there's something –
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. I have to say, Anthony Geary's doing a great job of this fake Luke trying to, like –
Yeah, I can't stand him, yeah. Well, and I got to say, I was surprised because I hadn't seen the nurses' balls in the past except for last year because I wasn't really watching during the
night. Yeah, I haven't either. Right.
But I was actually really surprised at how good of a job he did singing. I did not realize he was talented that way. I didn't realize he could sing. I liked some of the nurses' ball, but some of it felt a little flat to me. I don't know why, but a little flat.
It was a highlight. It was a highlight that Wally Kurth sang. I thought he did a great job.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Wally Kurth.
They would bring him on as Ned. I really do. That Ned was really his signature role. I'm always happy to see him on whatever show he's on, but I really think that makes, you know, that
and Luke's threatening to kill him.
Better.
And Tracy won't believe him.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy's got to be smarter. They're dumbing her down, boy.
I really hope Tracy is on to him eventually or something.
Let's hope, because she's really playing dumb.
I think she is playing dumb right now. She really does have she knows more than she's letting on. Because seriously, I mean, last time I saw something, I did see at least one or two episodes this week, and I was going, really now?
Yeah, it's really sad. Yeah,
yeah. But I do think, and of course, is it Kathleen Gotti? You know, that sang
Gotti,
the Capra.
Uh-huh.
That was great. I thought
she's really talented.
That was good.
I love her.
She's very talented. And mm-hmm. I liked the little boys. You know, the little
Spencer
tango
and all those. Spencer
is adorable.
I know some. I know some GH fans don't like the kids' story, but I think it's adorable. I really enjoy it.
I think they're cute.
I think they're cute.
I think it is too. I'm enjoying.
You gotta have
that.
Always.
And they're all really very talented. I mean, even Cameron, the little boy that you know, I always thought he was a little mousy, but boy, he's really showing some acting chops lately. He's really been good, you know. And I thought, you know, it's really, I don't know, I think they've got some really talented kids on that show, and I actually really enjoy their little, you know, their little story. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
I think it, like I said, I thought it was cute. I know they had the, what's his name, that played Ridge on Bolden.
You know what, and I looked that up on Wikipedia when I saw that, because I was like, is that Ron Moss? Before they said who it was.
Ron Moss?
I was like, wait a minute, is that Ron Moss? And so I was looking it up on Wikipedia the other night while I was watching it going, holy heck, I had no idea he was in that group.
And they kind of hinted at, you know, about Blackie not coming on. Everyone thought, oh, it's going to be John Stamos, because they were doing the Greek Yoplait yogurt was the sponsor. And everyone thought, oh, John Stamos is going to be on. I'm like, oh, that's who I was hoping for.
Well, I had really wanted to. I would love to see John Stamos, but his brand is Dannon.
Oh, it's Dannon. Okay, but Greek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
Dannon.
So
okay, that's fine.
Yeah, so that was, I knew when, because they had Yoplait on everything. So
I just know I hear Greek yogurt, and I think of John Stamos, you know. Whatever.
You've got Greeks on the mind all the time, don't you, Marianne?
I always have Greek on the mind, yeah, I know. Greek and Scott, yeah.
Well, it sounds like things are starting to get organized for Teo's event.
Oh, yeah, that's on the 14th and the 21st in September. They're two Sundays, the 14th and the 21st at Skylight Theater in L.A. I don't know of the times or any other details, but I know those are the dates.
It sounded like
at the theater.
I looked at the website. It's been a couple of days ago. I haven't looked at it recently, but I think that theater is actually a very famous theater out in Los Angeles, and they just recently changed the name of it. And I can't remember what the original name was, but there's a little history thing on the webpage about the theater too. So I thought it makes it sound like it's an excellent venue for him.
And I was just going to tell everyone or anybody that's listening, he has a Facebook page now for his book, Places, to go and
like it.
Yeah, it's under, you'll see it, it's on Facebook, on Facebook.
It's called Places?
Places. for his book. Or you'll see it if you go and do a search under Teo Pangloss, you know, it'll come up, Teo Pangloss Places. And it's a like page for his book.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so let's let people know about that. Aww. So, yeah, and then the book comes out in July
15th. Again, but yeah, I love Catherine.
And
Gatti,
we're also hoping for Victor to come back. We're hoping.
Yeah, Kathleen Gatti. I was really hoping that he would show up at the nurse's ball, but he didn't. So
Like there's rumors out there of different things that maybe there's a Stefan Child coming back. I don't know. You know, so I don't know. There's just different rumors out there.
No. Well, we'll see. I have noticed.
Haven't heard anything yet.
I noticed on Twitter that Steve Nichols has been tweeting more than he usually does. He usually does a tweet frequently. Mm-hmm. I noticed he's been tweeting a little bit more frequently, and they've been posting pictures, really kind of alternating pictures from General Hospital and Days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he was with Mary Beth Evans on both those shows, but he has had a little bit more activity than he normally has. But I don't know. I'm still you know, a lot of people that I think are not enjoying General Hospital as much. But like I said, I enjoyed the Nurse's Ball, and I remember the Nurse's Ball from the 80s a little bit. And I think it's, you know, it is kind of almost, it's not completely a standalone event, but it's, in some ways, it's almost kind of like that. I mean, you have a little bit of the taste of like with Luke and Ned and Tracy and that type of thing. But,
yeah, there's a little bit of every.
They did a good job of balancing out the side stories, and I liked when they, at the first, how everybody was still at home, and they were watching it from home, and they ended up deciding to go. And
yeah, like Britt
kind of
and Brad.
Yeah, Britt
and
Brad.
And
you know.
Nicholas, and they were sulking and decided, oh, we're just going to go.
I never thought their friend name would be Brat. I never thought of that.
Brat.
But anyway. I mean, I thought the comedy with those were really, really fun. I mean, the comedy aspect. I don't know. I thought some of the performances were a little maybe flat or, I don't know, or just kind of odd, but odd choices maybe. But it's still fun. I wish Days would have a venue for that on in Salem, because we have so many talented actors on the show that, excuse me, that can perform, you know. It would be fun to see
that.
Well,
they used to do that. You know, they used to have
Liz and, you know, Doug and, you know, all that. Yeah, I mean.
Well, we were supposed to have two events this summer. I mean, one, I'm still assuming and waiting that they're going to have some dedication of Lexi's wing of the hospital or whatever that was.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
That was mentioned like one day, and then we've never heard of it since. And then they all, of course, obviously this gala, which, you know, honestly, I feel Daniel Cosgrove is so talented. And, you know,
I really think we use him more than
just as a party planner.
And Hope.
With Hope.
Yeah.
It's a little bit ridiculous. But so maybe that will all still happen this summer.
Yeah, he's so cute too. I really like him. I hope they use him more and more with Christian.
I like him with Melissa Reeves. I really do.
I thought that could be like a triangle, her and Hope fighting over him. That would be interesting.
Two cousins,
yeah. You know, that would get them at odds. I think that would make maybe interesting story for Jennifer. You know, they got to get her away from Daniel. That's just not working. So they need to move on from that.
I know. Well, I apologize. I'm not really prepared. I did think of one other thing. But yeah, because since I think on June 22nd, I think is when Cassie DePriva starts on Days as Eve, and so that's coming up, and then. This is just an odd thing, and this happened months ago, and I honestly can't remember now if it was February or March or quite when it was, but it's been a while. It's been several months, and I don't usually watch the what is it called, the Home and Family show. It's on Hallmark during the day, like around 11 to 12.
Yeah,
or,
I don't get that on UVerse for some reason. It's not on AT&T, even though there's like a million channels.
Yeah, I know. I have a million channels too, and then there's like four that I watch. But for whatever reason, I don't know if I was just looking at the guide or whatever else, but they had the guy, one of the actors, and I cannot think of his name. Like I said, you can tell I'm not prepared tonight. That was on One Life to Live, and he played. David something, but anyway, he was really kind of a comic relief.
Oh
type
yeah,
character.
He's been on Desperate Housewives. I know who you're talking
about. Yeah. And he was on he
co-hosted Tag. So, isn't it like Tag or something or Tuck Watson?
I can't think of it. I know they did cast Gina Tagnielli on Young and the Restless as the new Phyllis. I saw that this week, but she was also on One Life to Live. But she's Young and the Restless.
Wait, who was
Gina Tagnielli
or whatever.
Tagnielli,
right?
Yeah,
I think Young and the Restless is the new Phyllis. That was something earlier this week. But anyway, the thing I can't, and I apologize that I can't think of David's last name. But you know,
Tuck Watson.
That's it. David. He co-hosted one day. You know, I think that's what they usually do is they'll invite somebody to be kind of a co-host for the day.
Uh-huh.
I was on Time Warner, and. In the description of the episode, they listed him with Days of Our Lives. And I thought that was the oddest thing. And so I wasn't going to be able to watch it then. I just taped it on the DVR and then kind of went through it later to see if he said anything. And they never really, they've really talked a good bit about Desperate Housewives, and they may have mentioned One Life to Live, but they said nothing about Days. But I kept thinking, that's such an odd thing. I mean, it's possible that they just got the wrong soap name.
But I also wonder if maybe they're not going to try to bring some other One Life to Live people on, you know, thinking that that's going to maybe, you know, bring some other audience in. And, you know, so who knows? Like I said, you know,
I don't know. But, you know, I don't think Days does a very good job with stuff like that. I think we like to see our traditional actors returning to the show, but I don't think we're very good with accepting people from other shows. I don't know. I don't know. There's an occasional one that works, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think Eric Martsoff is the best one that has ever, you know, really come on the show and you know, from something else and really
and boy, if I,
well,
yeah,
he was a good recap.
He
was the best.
I certainly gave them some crap when they first came on. It was like, I would have called them the Passions Boys.
Yeah. Well, one of them, you know, one of them goes under that category.
I like Rafe with Kate, but that's the only scenario I like Rafe with.
Oh, I don't like Rafe with Rafe. No.
Everybody that I know that I casually talk with about Days and, you know, in my day-to-day life, no one likes Dannevor and no one likes Rafe. They just say that Rafe is boring. I mean, I think it's the name.
He is.
Well, that's why Kate spiced him up. For a change, he was really kind of fun, you know.
Yeah.
And then we went back to being totally boring when Jordan came to town.
Well, I would give Days a very low mark for their sweeps. I have no idea what the final ratings were, but you know, other than the stuff with Blake Barris, that was the only thing worth. And I kept thinking, you know, this is still sweeps. It's still sweeps, and there's just nothing. You know, like I said, just like this week, certainly it hasn't been a priority. So, anyway, hopefully things are going to improve. You know, I just, like I said, it's hard to kind of guess what they're planning to do. I would be disappointed if they kill EJ off, but it really doesn't mean anything at Days. You know, even if they killed him off, he could still come back.
Anytime they kill anybody off, it doesn't mean anything. You know, they always can come back or figure a way to bring them back.
I mean, I would really like to see James Scott go and do something else. I still want to see him on the screen somehow, some way, but it doesn't have to be on Days. But I would be disappointed if they leaked that, you know, with the urn thing. But you're saying
to create buzz and stuff. I'm sure.
Yeah.
To get people talking and talking about it.
Ladies, y'all have a great evening. Have a good weekend.
Okay.
All right.
We're probably gonna wrap it up here.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye. Thanks, Angela. Bye. Well, I think that's about it. So,
everybody
has a nice weekend.
Memorial weekend,
Yeah.
All right. Well, take
care. Thanks for calling.
All right, and take care.
All right. Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye, Bob and Amy Hapka. I think we forgot to mention them.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
them.
Sorry. Sorry, Bob and Amy.
I forgot at the beginning.
Yeah, we forgot.
And
Happy
belated birthday to Sean Douglas, a.k.a. Vargas, whose birthday was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And Bia, our friend in Germany.
Bia,
her birthday's
Madeline
tomorrow.
Madeline just had a birthday not
Germany,
too long ago. And I said Bia's is tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
Well, it's probably already today, huh? Is that how it works?
I know, it's already her birthday in Germany. So,
And Madeline's was this past week, so.
That's right.
From
that's
Madeline.
Right.
Madeline, where are you?
Yeah, Madeline, we miss you.
Yeah,
well,
if you're out there. So, okay.
Lots of May Hoochies and Divas birthdays. All right.
Yeah,
well,
there is
care.
A lot of May ones. There is, yeah. Okay.
All
right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.